This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. Welcome to the Sundial Writers' Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers, along with Brett Tannehill. This year's Thanksgiving holiday holds so many unknowns for most of us, but it's not the only time in history when the future has been uncertain.
Thanksgiving. It's an American tradition, and for nearly 400 years, it's been happening every November. People come from all over to be together on this special day. For us, it was different. None of us could go home. For the moment, we were all there in El Paso, Thanksgiving, 1967. So we might as well celebrate together and share the bounty of a traditional dinner. Most had been in America for generations, long enough to forget their ancestors' countries of origin. I was a recent immigrant, and still others were visitors on work visas, Vietnamese teachers. Their students were our nation's finest, ablest fighting young men being prepared to go to war. The Tet Offensive was mere months away, and we knew the war was escalating when these soldiers, our husbands, were being armed with a new language to fight it better. They'd been together in the classroom a few months already. They'd shared the shock of being saturated by sing-song tones and diphthongs that were supposed to mean something. Most muddled their way through, while a few took to it as if learning the lyrics of a new song. We wives had never been this far from home before. All except for me had grown up having Thanksgiving with their families, but hadn't done any more than serve up the mashed potatoes or set the table and take a seat. One group offered to cook a turkey and dressing. Another said they could make a green bean casserole and candied sweet potatoes. No one knew how to bake pies. Sure, I'd do it. I'd mixed up pastry a few times, and I could find a pumpkin pie recipe on the back of the can. They thought I was fearless, but really it was dumb luck. All I knew about pumpkin was Cinderella's coach. Very likely, I was the only wife there who didn't have a picture in her head of her mother's perfectly baked pie. So we came together in the clubhouse of an apartment complex. We dressed up for the occasion. Madam Teacher looked beautiful in her national costume, the owdy, and the male teachers were formal and polite with their bows. We started out on our best behavior, but before long, the camaraderie took over with inside jokes and anecdotes. The room relaxed and we shared the feast, bonding in friendship. Sandy and Carol talked about their Knoxville, Tennessee Thanksgivings, and Andy told us about his mother in Minnesota. She wrote for a small town newspaper, and his exploits in faraway El Paso were her main topic. It was a moment in time when we all leaned on one another, learned from one another. Who knew what the future held? We just knew we were all teetering on the brink. The men graduated the following May and went to war. We lost touch with one another. We don't even know who made it home safe for more Thanksgivings.
Joyce Billingsley started writing family tales after her parents passed away so that their stories would last forever. Then she continued writing as she had memories of her own to share. You can hear this and other Sundial Writers' works online. Just click on the Sundial Writers' Corner tab of the WLRH.org webpage. You can hear the Sundial Writers' Corner every Monday morning at 9, right here on WLRH 89.3 in Huntsville.